In this bulletin, another coronavirus death at a Sydney aged care facility. The Federal Education Minister criticises Victoria's response to education. And in sport, football players continue to train at a German club despite some confirmed COVID-19 cases. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Another resident has died at a Western Sydney aged care home, increasing the centre's COVID-19 death toll to 14. Anglicare's Newmarch House says it's deeply saddened by the latest fatality and says it's a challenging time for residents. In a statement, the organisation says alternative accommodation is being discussed for residents who've tested negative to COVID-19. New South Wales opposition leader Jodie Mackay says the state government needs to intervene in this public health crisis.
The residents are calling out for it, the families are calling out for it, and we have a second wave of infections within Newmarch House.
State Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the health department has been supporting the facility and daily testing will take place for staff.
As New South Wales Health Minister, I'm asking all the staff just to be accepting, hopefully, of what is quite an uncomfortable test. But on a daily basis, I believe that most of these people who are going in there would have great love for the residents. And it seems to me that in talking to the infectious diseases specialists, that's a really good step that we could take.
The Victorian government is shutting down a school in Melbourne's north for 3 days after a teacher tested positive to coronavirus. The school is being deep cleaned and contact tracing is occurring after the teacher attended Meadow Glen Primary School to assist vulnerable students. The state is continuing its testing blitz, which includes people with mild symptoms, and it's identified 13 new COVID-19 cases overnight. Health Minister Jenny Markakos says students who were planning to learn at the closed site will be able to attend another nearby school.
And the Department of Education and Training have been working with the school to support them at this time. So parents, carers and staff were contacted by the school earlier this morning to notify them of the fact that a staff member has now tested positive.
An 83-year-old woman in Western Australia has died from COVID-19. It's the ninth death in WA and takes the national toll to 95. The Labor Party says mixed messages over schools are not helpful, as already stressed families do the best they can to manage remote learning. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan has accused the Victorian government of taking a sledgehammer to schooling by insisting remote learning continue for the majority of students. Unlike other jurisdictions, Victoria is committed to remote learning until at least May 11, when it's pledged to reassess restrictions. Labor's education spokesman Tanya Plibersek says Dan Tehan's intervention is not constructive.
Parents should be listening to their state premiers about schooling. In every part of Australia, states have made clear that if parents have to work, they can send their kids to school. If kids are educationally disadvantaged, they can send their kids to school. And beyond that, we don't need the Federal Education Minister trying to bully and harass state education ministers and state governments.
The Federal Opposition is suggesting there should be a cut in the number of temporary foreign workers allowed into Australia. Labor's immigration spokeswoman, Christina Keneally, says there were more than 2 million temporary visa holders in the country in the middle of last year. Senator Keneally says Australian citizens and permanent residents can do many of the jobs migrants have been asked to do over recent years. But the acting Minister for Immigration, Alan Tudge, says Labor's stance on temporary migrants is inconsistent. He says Labor wanted temporary migrants to get welfare payments so they could stay in Australia, but now it says it doesn't want temporary migrants. He says Labor continues to be all over the shop on migration as Christina Keneally desperately seeks attention. In sport, football players in Cologne are continuing to train despite 3 coronavirus cases at its club. It's unclear whether the positive cases are players or staff, but the infections could potentially affect the German Football League's plans to restart. The team doctor says those who have tested negative can continue to train. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 23 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Melbourne, a shower or two, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, morning frost tomorrow and fog and 15 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, a possible shower, 21. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.